True enough, Calypso, the lustrous goddess, tried to hold me back deep in her aching caverns, craving me for a husband. So did Circe, holding me just as warmly in her halls, the bewitching queen of Achaea keen to have me too. But they never won the heart inside me, never. So nothing is as sweet as a man's own country, his own parents, even though he settled down in some luxurious house, often foreign land and far from those who bore him. Come, sheathe your sword. Let's go to bed together. Mount my bed and mix in the magic work of love. Will breed deep trust between us. So Circe enticed. But I fought back, still wary. Mount your bed? Not for all the world, not until you consent to swear, goddess. A binding oath, you'll never plot some new intrigue to harm me. Straight away she began to swear the oath that I required. Never, she'd never do me harm. And when she finished, then at last I mounted Circe's gorgeous bed. So she enticed and won our battle-hardened spirits over, and we sat there at ease, day in, day out, till a year had run its course, feasting on sides of meat and draughts of heady wine.
You want to know the real truth?
Yes.
Then the real truth is, I fell in love with her.
What?
You wanted me to tell you.
So you don't love Penelope anymore?
I do love Penelope with all my heart.
That's another lie.
Why do you say that?
Because it's simply not possible to have more than one true love.
So it must seem to you.